You know, living in this world, as they sung in the song, that the world is ever changing. We can just look at the news and you can see the world ever changing. So if you are trying to trust in the world, you better believe that it's changing. And it's not changing for the better, it's changing for the worse. As Paul said, that it's not going to get any better. And I kind of believe what he said, because he said it as a warning. And as you journey through this life, and as a Christian, you're going to have to make some decisions about who you're going to trust. Because sometimes crises and situations that change because of the world and because of people changing and because of the heart that's desperately wicked and who can know it, as Jeremiah says, all of that is taking place constantly in our environment. The environment that we are in, all of that is changing constantly. But God remains the same, don't it? But every now and then when pressure comes against us, we have to make decisions that are not easy. And when people tell you that the decisions you have to make are easy decisions, amen, don't listen to those people. It's not easy. You see, because the enemy knows how to hit you below the belt. The enemy know how to hit you with something that you weren't even looking for coming down the pipe. You see, a lot of times you can fortify yourself, you can guard yourself if you know that it's coming. You see, even you can see how the equipment for the football players, the equipment for baseball catchers evolved in time. Because when they started out, the equipment covered some things, but they found out when that ball came and hit those spots that were not covered, you better believe eventually they involved to putting more padding in those spots. Are you with me? Because they realized what they thought they had covered was left naked and vulnerable. See, sometimes we think we got everything covered, and therefore we don't have to see the urgency of being watchful and being aware of how things are changing right before our faces. And we need to equip ourselves for that change. And you know, God don't want us to live defeated lives as Christians. He don't even want you to think that way. But we wrestle against that flesh, don't we? There's a fight. When I want to do good, evil is always present. Now, I like this. It's not that I don't want to do right, but there's another force that's there that want to irritate me, that want to talk to me, want to tell me it's okay. I know it's wrong, but that other thing say it's okay. And if you're not careful, you will obey the wrong spirit. Now, God say, test the spirit. There's a reason he say, test it. Check it out. See, we got to check it out to see if it's genuine. See, sometimes it's my fault and your fault because I didn't obey the scripture. I didn't test that one and got in a world of trouble. Had I just tested it, checked it out, shall I mean? Through the word of God, through prayer, God, and wait on the answer from God, get my instruction from God, then I could make the right decision because I was prepared by God to make the right decision. This thing can be a little complicated if you let it be. But getting back, who do you trust? Well, that ain't no big deal, Pastor. Yes, it is. It's going to come a time, it may already be here for some of us. You may have been through things. If you live long enough, you have. But you got to decide. Okay, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, chapter 5, verse 7 through 8, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So if God is telling me I got an enemy that's always on the prowl trying to destroy me, I must be sober-minded, I must be clear-thinking, I must be watchful, because he's ever on the prowl trying to destroy me. So knowing that, having that information, I can't trust him. Do you agree? I can't trust someone who's trying to destroy me. See, my question is, who do you trust? In Jeremiah 17, verse 5 says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man. And make flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a scrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Okay, so God is saying, if I decide the one I trust is flesh, and the world is ever changing, and men are ever changing with the world system. But then God says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. If you want to be happy, if you want to be blessed, trust in the Lord. So if you enter into the group of folk who trusting in the Lord, and you wonder what's all the fuss about. I mean, why you guys are so dedicated to the Lord? What is the big thing about church? I mean, it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Bring my children. It's a good thing to do. Matter of fact, it looks good on my resume that I go to church. Or it looks good if I have to get the pastor to sign something for me. It looked good out in the public when people read that or whatever, if you need a reference. But what God says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Not only do I trust in God, I trust in God because also that's where my hope is. I don't trust in him for nothing. I'm not trusting in him just for today. I'm trusting in him because where I put my trust is the same place I got my hope. Oh, you ain't getting this. You see, there's some things that we're hoping for. Come on, somebody. Y'all help me a little bit. Am I right? I'm not off. Am I off what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be off, and y'all can correct me, and I'll change it. I don't know why my mouth want to get dry when I start preaching. Let's get back. I know what it is, hope and trust right there. Let me pop there a little bit. Man, I got so much. hope and trust. Trust in the Lord, for my hope comes from him. Isn't this what Jeremiah said? Now watch this. Since that's true, why should I trust in something or somebody that my hope ain't there also? You follow what I'm saying? See, there's some things I'm hoping for. And I look at you, I don't know whether I'm going to receive that from you. So I need to trust in the same one that holds my hopes. Are you following me? Hope in the Lord. So my question is still on the table, but let's read on, and I'm going to move on a little bit. He says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. God himself is my hope. See, we've already said that I can't hope or trust in Satan because he's trying to destroy me. Then God says, cursed is he that trusts in flesh or trusts in man. See, that's versus God. And make flesh his strength. See, some people's strength is in another person, not knowing that that person is frail. See, even though I am your pastor, you put your hope in the Lord. And if you track my preaching, like Ashburn did, if you go back and track the preaching over the years, you will see who I point you to. Didn't just start doing it. Track it. Get the tapes. We got some old tapes out there in the house where we use tapes. Brother Man got them stored up. See who we are pointing you to. Because if I'm pointing you to Ricks, and you grab hold of the Ricks and I go astray and I fall, your hope is gone. And I'm not telling you not to love me. I'm not telling you not to pray for me. No. I'm not telling you not to honor me. You give honor where honor is due. I'm not telling you not to follow me. I'm not telling you not to follow my faith. Because God says in Hebrews, follow the faith of your leaders. Therefore, leaders, show some faith that those who are following, who are commanded to follow the faith of your leaders. Y'all ain't getting this. Lord have mercy. So much. Lord, you're just giving me all kind of stuff. Y'all got to bear with me. I got to get back on track. But are you getting it? Okay. Because I'm going to tell you something. We have real situations in our family, in our lives, on our jobs, in our universities, in the White House. Now look at this election that's coming up. Bad enough what we got now. We don't know what we're going to get in 16. It's like it's a joke. And whose hope is the Lord. Now, he didn't say in the Lord. He says is the Lord. See, when I make God himself my hope, I want to break this down to you a little bit. Everything that's in God is my hope. Everything that God is all about, his attributes, his character, his promises, his faithfulness, his love, all of that. When I just say God is, not this thing about God is my hope. No. God in body is my hope. That means whatever he decides to do for me and with me, he's free to do it because It's not a part of his gifts to me is my hope. Not even his grace. Y'all bear with me a little bit. His mercy. All of that is good. But all of that's embodied in God. His holiness. So he said, no, not a part of God. God is. Look at your neighbor and say, God is my hope. Because he won't let you down. He said, let me tell you something. Since that's true, let's go to verse 8. For he shall be. That's the person who say God is his hope. And you really mean it. You ain't fooling me now. You really mean it. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. Huh? And will not fear when the heat comes. Lord have mercy. I got so much. Man, won't the heat come in our life? You don't give me, don't have to give me, don't give me the name of it. You ain't got to give me the name of it. But I just want to ask the question, do heat come? Heat comes in the preacher life. I know heat comes in your life too. Situation, problem, trouble, money problems. Family problems. Come on, somebody. Health problems. Mind problems. People problems. White House problems. Republicans and Democrat problems. ISIS problems. Let's keep right on. Heat. Watch this. Being that we know heat gonna come, and you don't want to be caught in a drought when you need the nourishment of the water to go through the root and feed you so you can grow. So we say, but when you trust, it's like two plants, one planted in the desert, but need water and shrivel and die because you don't have God. That's that picture. The other picture is one that say, yeah, you just like this and you need water, but I'm going to plant you by water. And I'm going to let your roots go down and spread out. See, some of us having problems because we are planted in the wrong place. Some of us got problems because heat is coming, but you haven't really made God your hope. So let me tell you something. When you make God truly your hope, you got to make him your hope exclusively. You can't make God plus your hope. Then God ain't your hope. You got to know God. God says, I don't need no co-pilot to pilot your life. I don't need your help. You need mine. And God said, by the way, I'm more than capable of handling your heat. Oh, y'all ain't with me this morning. Heat gonna come whether you want it to come or not. And some burning right now. I can smell the singe. But I'm here to let you know that water will put it out. Some are thirsty right now. Don't tell nobody. You ain't got to tell nobody. Who? Really now? Seriously. Don't fool me. Y'all can fool me. I don't know. I can't look at nobody's heart. You can lie to me. I'm here to help you. Who do you trust? Let me tell you something. even got to trust me to preach the word. As my nephew said, you also have to trust me if I'm preaching the word to you that I have heard from the Lord. I'm going to show you a little bit of it. Like I said, I got so much of that. Because I want you to get all of it. Because sometimes we can tune out on things we need to tune in on. And then we don't discern how God is working because we got God in this old box that we've made with our imagination. And we'll keep peeping in that box. We say, God, here's my box. And I'm going to place you in my box. And I'm going to sit here and watch you work from that box. Now, I know if you're not working from my box, my imaginary spiritual box that I have formed with my mind, with my thinking. Was it Isaiah? Was it 55? Was it 7 and 8 or somewhere in that neighborhood? If you can put that up for me, if it wouldn't take long, I want to see as I'm right there. Is it Isaiah 55 around 7 and 8? If it wouldn't take too long, is it 9, 7, 8, 9? Isaiah 55, is that, did I get it right? Well, I don't want to tell you the wrong one. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Can you get it up, bro? Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to see. Okay. I'm in the right street. I'm gonna knock on the door. Let the wicked forsake what? His way. Underline that. And you know, sometimes I got my own ways. I got some ways. I'm the only one here got some ways. Okay. Forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, I like this. See, if you'd have messed up and I've messed up, I'm glad to know I can go back to God and confess my sin. And if there's a person that ain't even saved, they're the wicked in that category, guess what? God will save you. Huh? Let's go back here. Look here. Let the wicked, wait, where we at now? Now, let's move from that one. Bring me another one. I wanted to go to 8. Give me 8 and 9. I may have took you too early. God says now, but I like this. God says now, you may not pardon the wicked. You may not warn the wicked, get away from your ways. That's a warning. See, I can zap you in your ways. You know we get sassy with God every now and then. How many glad when you sass God, he didn't zap you? We've all have done it. I don't care who you are. Yes, you've done your thing. If I had listened to the Holy Spirit. Okay? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Go to the next one. Let me tell you something about mine. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes our ways get in the way of God's way. And we can't get our blessing or our breakthrough because we decided what was best for us. You see, a lot of times God want to put you in places you don't want to be. Lord, ain't nobody going to say that. I'm going to say it. See, you remember I said, I took God out of there. Because, see, I had to drink the water. But for my illustration, I'm putting it back. But this is my way. This is my way. That ain't no good. This illustration ain't no good. But we do that. Our thinking, our minds. Yeah, God. Yeah, I wanted to be spiritual. I want to do this, but I think they need to do it this way. Oh, you know what, God? I would participate, but you know what? Who told you that's what God wanted? See, this is what will blow our mind. Whoa. This is what will blow our mind. Sometimes God will let one person or one group do a certain thing. And it's totally of God. Then another group try to do the same thing and it don't work. Because what's for you is for you. What's for that other person is for that other person. There is a general will of God that we all should know, the general will of God. But then there's the specific will for individuals. Case in point, Jesse's sons and David, when he was anointed by Saul. Samuel didn't know which one it was. This man had a lot of boys. Okay? Yeah, it won't for those other people. Not putting them down, but God had chose David to be king. God rejected Saul. So I'm trying to tell you, see, who do we trust? I can't get away from it. It comes right back. Who do we trust? If I'm going to trust God, I got to know something about God. That's why God says, study my word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God said, you got to study to know me. Study me through my word. Study me. Then when you get to know me, you can speak on my behalf because you know something about me. See, a lot of people talking about people they don't even know. It's like you walk around, somebody tell somebody, you know so-and-so, you know they do. And you said, that's my neighbor, I've been knowing him for so-and-so. Well, you know so-and-so, they don't take care of their children. And you say, well, that, do you know that man? Because I know him. And the things that you're saying are not true. I'm talking about when you know somebody. Are you with me, somebody? So let's, here's another thing when you try to trust your own heart. Verse 9 says, the heart is desperately above all things. Deceitful, I'm sorry. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, I don't even know my own heart. These people tell you, I know your heart. I can lead your heart. I can just tell you. You can't see my heart by scripture or by nothing. Because when you see the heart, you see them. You go right to the motives. Not what I do. You even know why I do it. But God do, don't he? Amen. I'm going to move from there. And I'm not going to. And I want you to turn with me to. And I'm not going to stay long here.